play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders. EliteIncPrinting.com. And by Yam Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball. On 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Filling in for Tom Meredith, Brad Benowitz, alongside Eric Gibson, broadcast engineer Chris McIntyre, Silver Streaks at United Township for afternoon girls basketball. First, our national anthem. Panther stuff. Starting lineups have already been announced here at United Township, so we'll run through those here for you as we're going to tip off very quickly. For the Panthers, they'll start Aria Fix, a 5'7 senior, Jade Hunter, 5'11 junior, Davi Morgan, a 5'5 senior, Janaea Bell, a 5'8 sophomore, and Jasmine Bell, a 5'8 senior. For the Silver Streaks, the five we're used to, Riley Jenkins, Chelsea Stevenson, Kaylee Miller, Lauren Livingston, and Audrey Heck. Sophomores lost 45-44, a heartbreaker. So things didn't get started off so great. They had a four-point lead in the fourth quarter, and the Panthers win the tip. Quickly into the front court to the left side, Jasmine Bell. Up top, bounce pass, entry to the free throw line, Janaea Bell. Kicks it back out to the right side. Davi Morgan works her way onto the wing, picks up her dribble, guarded by Lauren Livingston. Bounce pass to the entry, turn around with a left side, kick out. Left side three on the way in an air or long by Fix, and the weak side rebound. Corralled by Davi Morgan, then she slipped and fell. So the Panthers come up with an empty basket, an offensive rebound already, an indication of what you're talking about, Eric, and then they turn it over.
Yeah, the Streaks have got to do a better job of boxing out. Too many second-chance points throughout the early point of this season, and right there, another example. You got to know when that three goes up, it's going to be a long two. It's going to be the potential for a long rebound.
Lauren Livingston tries an entry pass from the wing, turned over, stolen away, and a rebound, and the layup by Jasmine Bell at the other end. Thought she got away with a travel going down the left side of the lane, but she took it all the way with a two-handed layup, and the Panthers strike first. Now Kaylee Miller, left corner in front of us, an air ball. Weak side rebound, Chelsea Stevenson tied up, and the Streaks get it on the alternating possession.
Well, that one I liked right there. Kaylee was ready to fire the ball. Lauren got it up. She looked to top the key, which pulled the defense down low, and then Kaylee was open for the three.
She has it on the inbound into the corner right in front of us again on the left side. Now back to Riley. Drives baseline. Jenkins kicks it out. Kaylee on the wing. Back to Lauren from the corner. Baseline. Cut off again. Dumps it off right inside the lane. Audrey Peck with the lay-in up and good.
Yeah, good pass right there by Lauren. Drew the defense. The defense claps on her on the baseline, and Audrey moved to the middle of the lane for the easy two.
Morgan at the point, leaves the pass off to the right side to Fix. Now left side three on the way, a little bit long by Bell. Rebound put back on the weak side, up and in, and a foul. Jade Hunter with the rebound put back, and she'll go to the line with the and one.
And that's the problem, again, that the streaks continue to have in the early season. Nobody boxed out Hunter. She was able to get position on the weak side, get the rebound, and put it back up and in and absorb contact.
And the free throw off the mark to the left. Livingston comes down with a rebound for the Silver Streaks. 4-2 Panthers early. We're just a minute and a half into the first quarter. Sophomores lost by one. Skip pass up over the top into the far corner. Now the outlet to Lauren. Misses the three just off the right side of the arc. Araya Fix with the rebound. Brings it into the front court herself. Streaks down two. UT with the ball. Four Western Big Six Conference games going on this afternoon. We'll update you on those as we go along. Entry pass by UT to nobody. And the Panthers turn it over for the second time. Well, let's go ahead and set that schedule for you. Here's what else is going on around the area. Rock Island is at Geneseo. Moline at Alleman, that game is already underway. And again, Sterling at Quincy as they make the long trip down on a Saturday. Good entry pass, but Audrey can't finish it off. Weak side rebound, turnaround jumper. Lauren bangs it in off the glass.
Yeah, good job by Lauren. She got good position, was able to get that rebound. She did a little fadeaway and was able to finish.
Tied at four, 5:45 to go here in the opening quarter at UT. Entry pass, bad one, stolen away by Jenkins. Riley leads the break down the left side of the lane, dishes it into the corner and overthrows Chelsea Stevenson. Second turnover by the Streaks.
Well, turnovers in the early season, Brad, has been something that's really plagued this Panthers ball club. They've had a ton of turnovers in their losses. Again, 1-7 coming into this game, 0-2 in the conference. They've really struggled in the early going, and Streaks have done a nice job generating turnovers, so this should bode well for the Silver Streaks.
Juliana Moore, 5'6", senior, checks in for the Panthers. There's a turnaround jumper by Jade Hunter. She's got four of the Panthers' 6 points early on for a two-point UT lead. Jenkins up top at the point, passes left side to Kaylee. Squares up for three, passes up the long bomb. Up top it goes to Stevenson. Entry pass to Lauren, tip to the right side, Audrey Peck up and in. Nice feed on the inside and a good look to find Audrey open after the defense collapsed in the interior. Quick pass down low. Good job by Jasmine Bell to prevent that one going out of bounds as she kicks it back out to Morgan near half court. Under five to play, first quarter tied at six. Morgan picks up the dribble, gives it over to Moore, again who just checked into the game, guarded by Chelsea. Dribbles to the right side, lost a handle on it. Chelsea got a hand on it, knocked out of bounds by the Streaks.
Chelsea's got to be careful there. She also got a hand on the body. No call on that, though. Nice shot, though, knocking the ball out of bounds.
Arlita Brown in for the Streaks, along with Caden Slidick. Stevenson and Peck get a breather for the Streaks. 4:41 to go, first quarter of a tie ball game. Bounce pass inside, up over Miller. Good straight-up defense by Kaylee. Second offensive rebound by Hunter. Now a foul on the floor. And on the third opportunity for the Panthers, a foul against the Silver Streaks.
I can't see the fingers there.
Can't either.
Was it Lauren?
I think it might have been Caden Slidick. I think it was 24-34. No announcement from the PA either. Quick firing through the lane. Tough job handling the ball. Loose ball found its way to Morgan for Panthers. Now a deflected pass, and the Streaks do come up with it this time. Fourth UT turnover. Kaylee Miller into the front court. Picks it up. Over to Jenkins. Right side under the wing. Leidick swings the ball down low, looking to pass it away. Now leaves it off into the corner for Jenkins. Riley dribbles once, skips it back out top. Kaylee squares, shoots. Off the front of the rim. Long rebound chased down by Morgan. She'll lead the break herself into the front court. Leidick cuts her off into the baseline, kicks it back out. Jasmine Bell in the dribble, loses
job,
the
Lauren.
Handle on it. Lauren pokes it away, leads the break, feeds it to Leidick, puts it up, missed it, got too far behind the basket, and the rebound by Janaea Bell. Now UT out with it at the other end. Bounce pass, left it off left side, drive into the lane by sister Jasmine Bell, leaves it up, off the rim, out of bounds. Last touch by the Panthers. A lot of action here in the early going.
Not a lot
to show for
right,
it for either team.
Not a ton of scoring either way, but both teams have had opportunities to push the ball ahead and get shots.
Tied up at six. Streaks with the ball looking for the lead. Riley drives baseline, almost went out of bounds.
Tiptoes.
Peck kicks it back out, swinging around back up top. Leidick to the right side, open three for Jenkins, airballed it. Weak side rebound, Davi Morgan. Third rebound already in the game for Davi Morgan. Now a quick jumper at the other end, that won't go. Stevenson pulls down the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Back they come again, looking for the lead. Bounce pass knocked out of bounds. Nope. Streaks didn't touch it. Third turnover by Galesburg.
Well, sloppy play right here. Streaks have got to get into their offense there. They come down and try to push the ball ahead. Unfortunately, the errant pass ends up turning the ball back over to the Panthers. And right back. As that pass, short hop more. She couldn't pull it in. She looked like she was a first baseman over there trying to scoop it along the sideline. No go. And Streaks are getting it back on the sixth turnover by UT.
Okay, that's what I was just going to ask. I was thinking I might have missed one along the way. So I had five. It is six. And again, Galesburg with a chance to take the lead. They have not led in this game yet. Had a number of opportunities. There's a soft entry pass and a good recovery by Jade Hunter to bat it out of bounds on the baseline.
Riley would have been better bouncing that one in. A little bounce pass to the baseline side. She tried to float it in there to Audrey, and easy for Hunter to knock it away.
Jenkins on the baseline needs to get it in. Finds Leidick up top. Reverses right back to Riley on the wing for three. Airballed the last one. This one's off the rim. Rebound almost stolen away by Chelsea on the weak side. And the Streaks are going to hang on to it in a battle between Stevenson and Morgan on the weak side. Last touch by Morgan. Galesburg gets it back.
I thought at first he was going to send it back down the other way. I was going to say that ball was easily off Morgan.
Chelsea to inbound sideline. Up top to Riley Jenkins between the circles. Now reverses to the left side. Off the elbow, Leidick comes out top. Entry pass into Audrey. Has it batted away from behind, and a reach foul called against Jasmine Bell. That'll be her first. 2:50 to go here in this first quarter. Tied at six. Been tied at six for a long time. There's Kaylee Miller back into the game. And Arlita Brown gets a breather. Now Stevenson sits down for the Streaks as well.
I was going to say, I thought there were too many Streaks on the floor. Do we have enough Streaks? Yeah, we do.
I still only see four. Who am I missing?
Audrey,
oh, there
Cadence,
we go. I see Cadence on the left side. Yeah, sitting here on the floor, we get blocked sometimes by all the people. There's an open three by Riley. Passes it up, drives in the lane, kicks it out up top. Miller squares for three. Kaylee knocks it down, and the Streaks have their first lead at 9-6.
Nothing but net right there. Nice job by Riley to draw the defense and again open up Miller for an easy three.
2.5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter of an afternoon Western Big Six tilt. Morgan
Cadence
almost lost the
over.
Handle. Yep. Now Morgan picks it up. Cadence knocks it loose, but into the hands of Karina Castaneda into the game, and a timeout called by Kerry Walker for the Panthers as there was not much happening in that offensive set.
Yeah, her offensive set right there started to grow roots as none of the players were moving, and Cadence was going to get that ball at some point there. So probably a very good timeout called by Coach Walker.
Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to East Moline today. Eric and I traveling in a 2016 Nissan Murano Platinum all-wheel drive. This is the one that has that extended sunroof, has the one in the front, one on the back. I can't remember what they call that, but it's that
panoramic.
Panoramic, there we go. I was going to say surround, but that's surround sound. And, of course, at Galesburg Nissan, not only can you check out this 2016 Murano and the certified pre-owned fleet for just under $31,000, all the new vehicles and anything that qualifies for the under the mileage and the age of the car qualifies for that lifetime warranty, that lifetime powertrain warranty that makes it the best deal in town. Check it out at Galesburg Nissan at the corner of North Henderson and Carl Sandburg Drive. Coming out of the UT timeout, Silver Streaks leading 9-6 as we approach the two-minute mark of the first quarter. Janaea Bell on the left side kicks it over to Jade Hunter. A driver in the lane, can't hit the shot, off the back iron. Livingston comes out with a rebound for the Silver Streaks. Lauren into the front court, right side to Leidick, squares up from 15. A little bit off the back iron, rebound on the run by Hunter into the front court. Trying to lead the break herself, pulls to the right wing and backs it back out, still with the dribble. Out of the baseline. Dribble drive through the lane off the hands of Janaea Bell. Loses the handle on it out of bounds.
And again, good pressure by the Streaks. Some loose ball handling here by the UT guards and forwards have led to some sloppy passes. And right there, that sloppy pass resulted in the seventh turnover for the Panthers.
Stevenson back in, replacing Cadence Leidick. So Livingston, Miller, Jenkins, Peck, and Stevenson, the starting five, back together here with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Galesburg leading by three. Up top, Miller. Left side, Jenkins. Riley backs up, calls out the play, looks things over, talks to her teammates, still with the dribble. Chelsea comes out high for the pass. Now into the right corner. Entry pass. Audrey up with the right hand and in. Peck with six in the first quarter. The Streaks lead by five.
Again, good ball movement by the Streaks. When they're at their best, they're moving the ball side to side and in and out. And, again, another great example is they rotated that ball around, swung it to the baseline, and then inside with the entry pass.
Top Jasmine Bell with a left-hand shot, misses from three-point range, gets her own rebound down low after Janaea Bell saved it, got it to Jasmine with the entry pass up and in. And that ends the Streaks' little run there. Cuts the Galesburg lead to three. Quick three by Riley, and the Streaks are up six as Jenkins knocks it down from the top of the arc.
And again, ball went to the corner by Chelsea, swung it back up top, and Riley had a good look at the three.
Biggest lead of the first quarter for the Silver Streaks, 14-8, as we approach the 32nd mark of quarter number one here at United Township. Dobby Morgan on the dribble, and a hand check foul called against the Streaks. That'll be against Chelsea.
Yeah, again, Morgan handling the ball out in front of Chelsea. She kept taking stabs at it, but on the last one, she kind of leaned in too far and got a right hand on the body while she was trying to pry that ball out of there.
Third team foul on the Streaks, one against the Panthers. Galesburg leading by six, 14-8. A couple substitutions for the Panthers. Streaks keep the same personnel on the floor as we wind down the first quarter. Mariah Fix back into the game. Bounce pass up top to Morgan. Morgan dribbles to the right side. Guarded by Riley. Picks up a dribble. Riley all over. Gets it up top to Fix. Swing it around to the left side. A fake by Jasmine Bell. Drives
nice
all the way
take.
Down to the low blocks up with the left hand.
Yeah, nice take. She was able to avoid the defense and was able to take that one up and in.
She has six. Jade Hunter has four. Panthers trail by four with 5 seconds to go. Up top, Riley leaves it off to Lauren. Long three. Deadens itself off the back iron and falls off. Streaks lead 14-10 after one. You're listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Tuesday night games are new to the schedule in the Western Big Six, and already the Silver Streaks have one against Sterling. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me Tuesday night for Streaks coverage against the Golden Warriors on WGIL. And I'm Brad Benowitz here at East Moline with Eric Gibson filling in for Tom Meredith. Out of town for family matters, Silver Streaks girls leading 14-10 at UT after one quarter. Panthers with the ball to start off quarter number two. Jade Hunter skips it left side. Morgan fires a three off the elbow. Missed it. Jenkins comes down with a rebound for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg trying to build on the lead. It's been as much as six. It's four right now starting the second quarter. Chelsea with the ball left wing. Up top, Kaylee Miller. Kaylee looks over the UT zone defense. Now dribbles to the left side of the arc. Picks up the dribble. Guarded by Bell. Needs help getting it away. Does so. Gets it up top to Chelsea. Back to Miller. Miller dribbles a couple times up top. Back to Stevenson. A little keep away between the two of them out high. Streaks need to find something on the inside. Chelsea will shoot for three and hits it from the wing. First basket of the game for Chelsea Stevenson, 17-10. Galesburg on top.
Nice job by Chelsea right there. She finally got a look, and she just pulled the trigger on it.
Morgan into the front court, works her way to the right side of the elbow. Now picks up the dribble, fires it to the inside. Jasmine Bell bumped, gets a handle on it, gets it back in the lane, throws it up with the left hand, missed it. Rebound, scramble for it, and Riley Jenkins comes out with it. Second rebound for Riley. Streaks trying to add to the lead here. Kaylee, open three up top. Roth the rim. Rebound. Lauren had a handle on it. Got bumped from behind on the floor. Fix comes up with it for United Township. The thing did everything but go down for Kaylee. Streaks still lead by seven. A minute and a half into the second quarter. Morgan on the right side. Now under the wing, Fix. Looks over the Streaks defense. Galesburg sticking with the man here. Entry pass to Hunter. Goes around Audrey Peck in from the right side, but the shot rolls off. Lauren Livingston with the rebound, her fourth of the game. Open three. Kaylee again. Off the front of the rim, this time from the wing. Weak side rebound, Fix. Couple opportunities for the Streaks to get the lead to double digits. UT hanging in there down 7 as we approach the 6-minute mark of the first half.
At this point, the Streaks have been content to take that outside shot. They haven't done a lot from the inside.
Wow, down low, tough shot up and in by Jasmine Bell. Got the runner with two defenders on her. Got it up with the left hand and in. Cuts the Galesburg lead to 5. Jenkins, Miller, back and forth, left to right. Now back up top to Kaylee. Dribbles it, now to the left wing, Chelsea. Stevenson swinging around back to the right side, Jenkins. Streaks trying to find Livingston or Peck on the inside. Riley will dribble it all the way back out to the midcourt circle. Now back onto the right wing, Chelsea. Looks inside, skips it back up top. Riley had a notion to toss it to Lauren. Had posted up on the left side of the wing, but Streaks not finding any openings in that UT zone right now. Need to work it side to side a little bit more. Now they go back to the left, Kaylee. Running baseline, Riley gets an open look from the corner. Falls down, shot off the back iron. Audrey Peck with a rebound, draws a double team, tries to fire it through the lane. UT intercepted. Lauren gets it back. She misses the jumper in the lane. Scramble for the loose ball rebound. Bell comes out with it. Jasmine Bell for UT. Sidesteps Kaylee on the Euro step, missed it badly, and Miller comes down with a rebound for the Streaks. Now Galesburg in transition. UT gets back. Lauren, quick pass, good look, Riley.
Oh.
She overthrows the basket underneath. Now gets a loose ball back from Audrey Peck and puts it up and in. Audrey with a heck of a save along the baseline, and Galesburg on top by 7 after all of that.
Well, and you knew Riley was going to miss two of those at point-blank range, so nice shot by Audrey to get it right back to her so she could finish.
On the outside, Hunter just to the right of the arc, keeps it on the perimeter. Jasmine Bell puts the ball on the floor. She gets bumped by Lauren, driving through the lane toward the basket.
That's going to be 2 on Lauren.
Yep, that's a second on Lauren. For a 15 foul on the Silver Streaks with under 4.5 minutes to play in this first half. And multiple substitutions for both teams. 3 in for the Streaks, 3 in for the Panthers. Livingston, Stevenson sit down. Miller sits down for the Streaks. Brown back in, Leidick. And first appearance of the game for Lily Hudgens for Galesburg. 4:26 to go, first half. On the inbound, Morgan. She dribbles out, turns around, finds herself open, misses the 3. Audrey had a hand on the rebound, knocked loose from her, picked up loose ball up and in by Madison Gordon just into the game.
Streak lead back down to 5, 4:10 left to go here in the first half, and we're going to get a turnover.
Dribble in by Cadence in from the right side, ran into a double team. That's the Streak's first turnover of the quarter, right?
It is. No, second.
Second.
Yeah, there was that quick exchange where
you
the
counted
ball
that?
Was thrown.
Okay. Yeah. Halfway through quarter number 2, 5-point Galesburg lead, 19-14, Panthers with the ball. Gordon out high, who just scored back into the game, Juliana Moore as well. Entry pass intended for Janaea Bell and fouled from behind. And that'll be the first of the game on Arlita Brown. Next one puts UT in the bonus. Only 1 Panther foul. The 3:59 mark of the second quarter. Entry pass out high to Morgan. Gives it right back to Gordon. Now down low, shot blocked. Finds its way to the weak side. Janaea Bell puts it up and in. Tough break for the Silver Streaks. They had it well defended down low. But the loose ball worked its way over to Bell, and she had an easy one in from the low blocks.
Yeah, good job by Lily getting her hands on that shot. But like you said, unfortunately, it went right
Harvest
to Janaea Bell.
Here and more.
Skip pass to the right side. Now Hudgens with it up top. Gives it over right side. Riley Jenkins going to pull it back out. Now Leidick with it. Looking over the defense into the corner, Riley. Jenkins pulls it back out. Swing it around up top to Lily Hudgens. Riley runs baseline, has it in the left corner, drives baseline, dishes it out to Lily. Tries to work around the screen, shoots from the free throw line, and hits. Off the bench, first basket of the game for Lily Hudgens. Galesburg back up 5, 21-16, 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Down low, Juliana Moore tries to run baseline, goes under the basket, kicks it out into the corner. That shot rims in and out. Weak side rebound by Jenkins. Riley pulls it out, brings it into the front court. Down low. Good look to Audrey. Gets it up and in and fouled in an and one. Quick little 4-point spurt by the Streaks to go up 7 with a chance at another one at the free throw line.
Yeah, again, a good job by Riley always looking up the floor. Audrey was able to get that one and finish and take the harm.
Foul on Davi Morgan down low, her first. Again, only the second team foul against the Panthers. Jasmine Bell back into the game. The Streaks getting a couple rebounds down on that end, so going back with a little more size. With their leader, Jasmine Bell, and the free throw off the back iron. Rebound tipped away from Brown, and Bell comes up with it. Leads the break into the front court, looking for an opening. Feeds it through the lane, finds Janaea Bell, and she gets fouled going up with the shot. Jasmine Bell, what a difference maker she is when she's on the court for this team.
Yeah, and I think this is going on Audrey. Yeah, that's her second.
Yep.
And the tough thing for the streak team is when they get a bunch of fouls on Audrey, it really takes height off the floor. She's really the only one with Abby Davidson up for the year, the only one with true size on the floor for the streaks.
First free throw by Janaea Bell, up and in. Janaea Bell, the sophomore. Jasmine Bell, the senior. That ends the little mini run by the streaks. The lead is six with 2:43 to go in the first half and a second free throw coming. Takes her time. Left-handed shot up and in. 4 points all in this quarter for Janaea Bell. Streaks lead is 23-18. Left side, Chelsea Stevenson. Open three. Livingston off the wing.
Whoa.
Banked it in. Could tell when she let it go. It was way too strong, but it had just the right angle to kiss off the glass pretty hard, and the Streaks lead by eight. Nearly stolen away. Leaves Bell open to drive in from the left side, but way too strong. Jasmine on the weak side had a hand on it. Loose ball saved. Chelsea Stevenson comes out with it. Into the front court. Pulls up. Up top, Kaylee Miller. Left side, Lauren. Open again for three. That one is way too strong. She airballed that one. UT saves it on the baseline into the hands of Jasmine Bell. Streaks miss an opportunity there to get the lead back to double figures. Still up eight. Now losing the handle on the ball. Unguarded.
Double
Gordon,
dribble.
But she picked it up. Apparently maybe somebody from the street. Well, it doesn't matter. They turned it over. Miller intercepts the bounce pass. Kaylee leads the break. Four on two. Wide open pass. And Arlita Brown with a lay-in. The lead is 10. And another UT timeout. 28-18 with a minute 45 to go in the half.
Another 30-second timeout. And the streak's doing a really nice job right now on defense. And we talked about the fact that the Coach Walker's team can get rattled and turn the ball over, and they're doing that right now. I have them for 9 turnovers so far in this one. Streaks have turned the ball over 5 times.
They'd actually played this quarter very well.
Yeah.
Hadn't turned the ball over at all, but you're right. Those last two have come very quickly in the last couple of possessions, and it's helped the Streaks get this lead that got down to 5, back up to 10 very quickly. 28-18, that matches the biggest lead of the game for the Streaks. And they'll wait back in the half court. You heard Coach Evan Massey say they're not going to press them, but they have forced 9 turnovers, mostly in the half court. And Araya Fix will lead the break into the front court, coming out of the timeout. And a bad pass deflected away. Good anticipation by the Streaks. They come up with it on the deflection. Kaylee Miller works her way to the right elbow. Picks up her dribble. Fix trying to reach in and foul her.
Oh.
They're going to call an offensive foul on Kaylee, trying to rip the ball away and clear her away. That's the 6th Galesburg turnover. And the first of the game on Kaylee Miller.
We were blocked, or at least I was blocked. I couldn't see it. But basically the way he demonstrated, she must have dropped the shoulder or elbow into her to try to get some space.
So that denies the Silver Streaks a chance to build on that 10-point lead with a minute and a half to go in the first half. And gives the Panthers a chance to get it back down to single digits. On the left side, Jasmine Bell wide open, but way too long in the free throw. Weak side rebound, Jade Hunter. Streaks trapper. She gets it out to... Jasmine Bell now gets it over to Araya Fix. So another opportunity after the offensive rebound. Crossover dribble by Morgan. Switch made. On the defense, Chelsea Stevenson picks her up. Now back up top, it goes to Jasmine Bell. Around,
ooh,
gives a big lean into...
How is that not a foul if the last one
big
was?
Big lean into Riley Jenkins, and the shot wouldn't go down. Gets dribbled out of bounds. Apparently last touched by the Silver Streaks.
That last play on Kaylee Miller, if anything, she nudged her out of the way. That time, Bell drops the shoulder into Riley.
So another chance for the Panthers. Inlet pass to Hunter. Streaks reach in, got a hand on it, knocked it loose again. 11 Panther turnovers. Streaks into the front court. Chelsea Stevenson, left wing three off the back rim. Rebound, Cadence Leidick. Free throw line. Kicks it out. Riley will shoot the three. Got it! Cadence Leidick on the offensive rebound. Kept it alive. Streaks lead by 13 now at 31-18. Final 35 seconds. Morgan pull up inside the free throw line. Missed it. Jenkins with her 5th rebound in the first half. And the Streaks with a chance to hold for the final shot. Down to 25 seconds to go. Riley out high in the midcourt circle, working her way right to left. Hunter out there trying to put a little pressure on the ball, at least for the count on the 5-second call. We're down to 12 to go. Now 10. Streaks need to get it into motion. Into the right corner, Chelsea. Skips it back out. Cadence looking things over. Skips it left side over to Riley.
3.
Down to 3. Yep, Riley's got to step back. Fires a long 3 off the back iron. Was online, just a little bit too long. don't think that's a shot the Streaks wanted, but they've got a double-digit lead going to the locker room, 31-18. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the first half statistics, and tell you more about what else is happening around the Western Big Six in high school girls basketball this afternoon. Galesburg on top of UT, 31-18. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball at WGIL and WGIL.com.
Harvest time is here, and more farmers are taking a look at the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado at YEM. With a new engine, new trim, and a whole new look, the new 2019 Silverado is lighter, has more cargo room, and a range of new features. They've even upgraded the corner step bumpers to accommodate steel-toed boots. From farm to freeway, see what makes the all-new Silverado as flexible as you need it to be at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
I'm certainly not frightened or scared. I'm more amused than thinking of what it's going to do to the Democrat side of things.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
You guys get home okay last night?
No, it was so stressful. My kids were sound asleep.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
But I couldn't see anything. All of the headlights were streaky and the road was blurry and...
Yeah, you need to call Kehoe.
Night blindness can make even a short drive home a white-knuckle stress sesh. Make an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care to find out why your night vision is poor and what options are available to get you safely back on the road after dark.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
And a good first half of action made even better by a Silver Streaks 13-point lead, 31-18 over the United Township Panthers. Brad Benowitz filling in for Tom Meredith alongside your regular, the guy who kind of keeps us all anchored here today, Eric Gibson. And our broadcast engineer, Chris McIntyre, for Silver Streaks girls basketball. It's been a good first half. I mean, there's been some opportunity. I mean, shoot, the Streaks have had some opportunities. They could be up 20 here.
Oh, yeah.
But I like the way they played here. I like what I've seen.
Well, and they've made more of an effort, it looks like. After the early going, there was some concern over some offensive rebounds that UT was getting. But the Streaks seem to have put a little bit more of an emphasis there later in the half to be able to get some of those. We've seen some better box outs. But the bigger thing is with the turnovers, especially late in the half there, the Streaks have really taken any opportunity UT had to even get a shot up as they were getting the ball pretty quick. And some more stellar defense by the girls up front. Cadence Leidick, we saw. Chelsea Stevenson had some tough defense. And Riley and Lauren, as usual, so they're keeping the ball out of the inside when they can, because otherwise Jasmine Bell early in the game was getting to the rim at will.
You ready to do some halftime stats? You got everything added up?
No, I do not. All I need a little bit more time.
We're going to talk through some things. In fact, we can give you our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Credit Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Western Big Six games going on at this same time. Geneseo leading Rock Island 30-19. That game is at the half. Sterling on top of Quincy, down in Quincy, 32-30 at the break. And Moline at last check, big lead over Rock Island Alleman, 30-5. Here, the Streaks lead 31-18. The Galesburg sophomores lost a heartbreaker, 45-44. We'll take a break, come back, look at the team stats, the individual scoring from United Township. You're listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at TempletonRoofing.com.
Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, knows car buying hasn't historically been a great time for you, but he wants to change that. You can have fun and have an enjoyable experience while you buy a car. And I know what that sounds like. How many times have you heard somebody go, "Oh, I hate car shopping"? Well, we take that as a challenge. It can be a pleasant experience that we got a bunch of people that know how to have fun, that can show you all the vehicles and all the stuff you want to look at, that listen to you, actually listen to what you're telling them. We believe that if we do what's best for the customer, it'll all work out for us in the end.
Take the Galesburg Toyota Fun Car Buying Challenge. Find them online at GalesburgToyota.com.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
The official WGIL forecast: sunshine and a high near 44 today. Increasing clouds, a low 33 tonight. Tomorrow, clouds and 48. Tomorrow night, cloudy, chance for some rain, a low 42. Monday, there's a chance for rain. We'll see an early high of around 45, where temperatures fall back down to around 35 for the rest of the day. And then Tuesday, sunny and 25. 40 now at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at United Township. Brad Benowitz, Eric Gibson with you. Streaks girls leading the host Panthers 31-18. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. And let's start off with the team numbers. Eric, what do you show?
I have UT for 11 turnovers, Streaks for 6 turnovers. UT with an advantage on the rebounding end, 20-17, 10-6 on the offensive board. UT shooting at 8 of 28 from the field, including 0 of 5 from downtown. They are 2 of 3 from the stripe, though. Streaks, on the other hand, are 13 of 30 from the field, 8 of 13 from inside the arc, 5 of 17 from outside the arc, 0 of 1 from the stripe.
Individual scoring for the Panthers. Jasmine Bell leads away with 8. Janaea Bell, Jade Hunter each with 4. Madison Gordon with 2. 18 first-half points for the Panthers. For the Silver Streaks, pretty good balance here. Audrey Peck, Riley Jenkins each with 8. Lauren Livingston with 5. Kaylee Miller, Chelsea Stevenson with 3. And then Lily Hudgens and Arlita Brown off the bench with 2. Cadence Leidick has given the Streaks some good minutes, has not scored for Galesburg. But how about that in terms of the scoring, Eric? I got to like that. You have one player who's getting all the numbers. Audrey's 4 out of 5 from the field. Riley's gotten points at just the right time. It just seems to be different people at just the right time when they need something.
Well, and the other thing is the balance of the shooting, Brad. We see the Streaks are taking 13 shots from inside the arc, 17 from outside. When they get real three-point happy and they're not hitting, it really leads to a huge imbalance. But with the ball being swung around, they've been able to find some holes in the zone. The one thing I keep an eye on coming in the second half, it looked like in that second quarter, Coach Massey really put an emphasis on Riley running the baseline. And they found her the one time for the shot in the corner. She ended up missing it, but she had a wide open look. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the Streaks really put an emphasis trying to get that ball down there, because when the ball's at the top of the key, the baseline's been wide open on either corner.
Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to East Moline this afternoon. Eric and I traveling in a 2016 Nissan Murano Platinum all-wheel drive. List price just under $31,000. It's part of the outstanding certified pre-owned fleet at Galesburg Nissan, and it qualifies for that lifetime warranty, as certainly something you want to be able to talk to the folks about when you're out there checking out a vehicle, that lifetime powertrain warranty. Once you've got it, it covers the vehicle for as long as you've got it. There is no end to it. There is no time that it runs out with the mileage, and it doesn't come at any additional cost to the purchase price. Be sure to check out this 2016 Nissan Murano Platinum all-wheel drive and talk to the great folks, Jeff Klink, Chad Warren, all the terrific folks at Galesburg Nissan. Find out about that lifetime warranty at the corner of Henderson Street and Carl Sandburg Drive in Galesburg. Coming up after our game here today, we do have Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois travels to Maryland for its first Big Ten Conference game. Then we start getting into next week's action. There's no Bears game on Sunday since they played on Thursday night this week. Good win over the Cowboys. Our next broadcast here on WGIL after the Illini game this afternoon will be the boys' game at home against Sterling on Tuesday. Next game for the girls after this one, home against Quincy coming up on Thursday. And then Alleman for another Saturday game a week from today. The Galesburg boys will also play a week from today in the Iowa-Illinois shootout. Now that they found out their opponent, Bettendorf, and that'll be a 4 o'clock game up at Augustana next Saturday. So it's that time of year, one of our favorite times of year. Lots of good basketball action here on WGIL, and a big week coming up for the Silver Streaks, again with those four additional conference games with Geneseo and Sterling in the conference now. Of course, Silver Streaks girls have already played Geneseo, looking for their first Western Big Six win here today, leading by 13 as we start the second half. Same five on the floor to begin the third quarter who started the game for Galesburg. Kaylee Miller left wing, up top to Riley. Swinging around to the right side, Chelsea just off the arc, looking things over, reverses back to Riley, along with Livingston and Peck on the floor for the Streaks. Streaks cutting through the lane, good movement away from the ball as they try to find something, opening up on the inside, setting some screens. Riley, top of the arc, right side, now swings it into the wing. Chelsea, entry pass to Audrey, got tangled up with a United Township player. Lauren was there to get a hand on the ball, knocked out of bounds by the Panthers. Riley will inbound left of her own backboard, looking things over on the inside. Now the outside tosses it out high just over the outstretched hands of Fix for United Township into the hands of Chelsea. Riley will dribble it back out toward half court, reset the offense. Chelsea into the right corner. Jenkins looking things over, reverses it back up. Everything heavy on the right side of the floor for the Streaks here. Now Kaylee backs up, has it poked away, chases it down. Tries to leave it off for Riley on the handoff. Loose ball created, UT with a steal. Layup at the other end by Hunter, gets the basket and a foul. Riley came in late, picks up her first, and a three-point play.
I don't know if there was any contact there, but if there was, it was very minor. And they let Hunter at the other end get away with a hand check, which ended up prying that ball out of there. So, wow, yeah.
Jade Hunter, her first basket since the first quarter, and she finishes off the three-point play. She's got seven for the game now. UT starts off the second half with some energy, a turnover, a transition basket. Now here's Lauren at the other end for three. That one's off the back of the iron. Lauren's been long on her three-point shots today. Riley got a hand on the rebound. UT knocked it loose. And now falling to the floor, Kaylee Miller with a hand on it, and apparently she fell onto the end line, and the Streaks give it back. Second turnover in two possessions.
Well, the Streaks have to be aware. It looks like they're going to come out and they're going to really be aggressive on the ball handlers, which is going to open up the pass fakes and the drives to the basket, look back door.
Morgan with a crossover dribble, step to the left, but she can't knock down the 14-footer. Lauren Livingston comes out with a rebound, her fifth of the game for Galesburg. 10-point lead Streaks, a minute and a half into the second quarter. Miller picks up her dribble up top to Riley Jenkins. Playing the top of that zone, Jade Hunter, 5'11", and long arms with that big wingspan, poked away from Audrey Peck from the backside. Araya Fix, three turnovers on the Streaks in three possessions. Now Kaylee Miller intercepts a pass at the other end, gets it right back. Leads a break to the baseline, pulls it out. UT knocked it loose. Out of bounds at the end of the Streaks bench. Last touch by the Panthers.
I think that baseline official really wanted to give the ball back to UT because he was very hesitant to call that for the Streaks.
Kaylee in the corner. Inbounds it up high to Riley. Open three. Jenkins
nice.
Swishes it. And she's in double figures with 11 now. And the Streaks regain their 13-point lead at 34-21.
Well, I'm not sure what defense the Panthers are playing. It looks like a 1-2-2, but at times Morgan's sucking so far down low that it's leaving that shot open, which is what Riley took advantage of.
And here's another turnover, this time by Lauren Livingston, leading the break at the other end. Gets fouled, pulling it in from the left side on the run out, and she'll get a chance to shoot two here.
Yeah, Lauren, nice job. Just took that ball away and took it back up the other way. We're able to absorb the contact. And now she'll get her free throws as the benefit.
First foul of the game on Araya Fix for United Township. 34-21 Streaks. Lauren's free throw off the back iron. Galesburg looking for its biggest lead of the game here. Lauren 76.5% at the free throw line this season. Trying to give Galesburg that biggest lead of the game, and she does. Six in the game for Lauren Livingston, 35-21 Silver Streaks. Galesburg looking for its first conference victory. UT also 0-2, only 1-7 on the season coming into this game. Pass to the free throw line. Juliana Moore leaves it off for Jasmine Bell, driving in from the left side, too strong. Rebound on the floor, Silver Streaks. Kaylee Miller out with it. Leads it to Riley, in from the left side in transition. Good find from Kaylee to get Riley Jenkins cutting in from the left side. Streaks lead by 16 now.
Yeah, as poorly as this quarter started for the Streaks, they've actually been able to increase their lead now since they've been able to get back and get their feet underneath them here.
Yeah, three turnovers on the first three possessions by the Streaks, and now a double dribble. Yep, Jade Hunter trying to go around the Streaks defense on the interior. Got knocked off balance just a little bit. And now the Streaks, after forcing another UT turnover, 14 for the game now, 5 minutes to go third quarter, trying to build on a 16-point lead. Jenkins will bring it into the front court. Arlita Brown back into the game for Gelsberg, along with Peck. Cadence Leidick in for the first time in the second half. Kaylee Miller, left wing three, is short. Rebound under the backboard, fought for, and Jasmine Bell comes out with it for UT. Leads the break to the other end. This time she finishes off the dribble drive, and that ends the little Gelsberg run. UT back within 14 now.
She does have good body control when she gets it down low.
Now Arlita will shoot the three off the top of the arc. Missed it. And UT, two players went for the rebound and canceled each other out. Gelsberg gets the dead ball rebound.
And Bell's coming out now. She's been the primary source of offense for them. So we'll see who they rely on. But I would imagine Hunter and Morgan's shots are going to go up now. Aubrey's coming off as well.
Bounce pass on the inbound. Good find. Wide open. Arlita right under the basket on the entry. Bounce pass in from the right side. 39-23. Second basket of the game for Arlita Brown. Gelsberg by 16 as we approach the midpoint of the third quarter. There's another entry pass denied by the Streaks. Outlet from Lauren to Riley, has to save it. It's deflected off a UT player over to Stevenson. So they avoid the turnover and hang on to the possession after forcing the fourth of the quarter on UT. Jenkins up high. Bounce pass to the left side, Livingston. Lauren looking on the inside. Keeps it up top to Cadence Leidick. Now over to Riley. Riley dribbling right to left along the half-court line, and a reach-in foul called. That'll be the first of the game on Juliana Moore.
Well, interestingly enough, that's been happening pretty much the entire game and finally gets called as Moore just hands all over Riley as she's trying to dribble the basketball.
Second foul of the half against UT. 3:40 to go third quarter. Gelsberg looking to add to a 16-point lead here. Quick feed on the left side. Good job going in for the back door, but Lauren couldn't finish it off. Now a loose ball rebound, chased down into the backcourt. Two Streaks, one UT player, and Riley has to tie up Hunter on the alternating possession. UT will keep it.
Yeah, great backdoor pass right there. They got Lauren cutting to the basket on the weak side. She just had a little bit too much English on it, rolled out.
And then the long rebound knocked loose, chased all the way, and now UT will have it into the front court after getting possession of it. On the left side, Madison Gordon. 5'8 senior, dribbling it all the way out into the midcourt circle. Wants to scoop it back, but there's Cadence, so she has to hang on to the ball. Streaks cover her up, and she gets the pass away to Davi Morgan. Works her way to the right side of the wing, picks it up. Bounce pass on the inside, Janaea Bell. Turnaround jumper from the left side, missed it in the lane. Loose ball picked up by Riley off the floor. Six rebounds in the game for Riley Jenkins. Leads the break, tries to fire it through the lane. Good anticipation by Morgan, who picks it off. And now UT has it back with Gordon leading the break into the front court. Pass to the right side, Jade Hunter. Through her hands, chases it down in the corner and brings it back out. At the free throw line, Janaea Bell.
Ooh.
Cocks her head. That gets the Streaks a chance to reach in, try to knock it loose. Now through the hands of Moore before it goes out of bounds. Picks it back up and gets it to Gordon up top, and they'll reset. 2:35 to go third quarter. Streaks by 16. Morgan on the right side. Puts the ball on the floor. Tries to spin away from Cadence Leidick. Leidick, with the good footwork, staying with her. Leaves it off on the cutback to Hunter down the right side of the lane. She's got 5.5, 9 for the game.
Unfortunately, everybody started to become focused on Morgan, so she was able to pull the defense away from Hunter, and Hunter gets the easy layup.
Jenkins on the right wing with a left-hand dribble, pulls it back out into the midcourt circle. Guarded there by Hunter. Now on a curl,
nice.
Out of the left side, good screen set high, couldn't finish off the dribble drive. Rebound by Arlita, out to Livingston, 15-footer, high off the arc, won't go. Rebound put back Jenkins. Riley thought she got fouled, looked at the official. She finished off the shot anyway. She's got 7.5, 15 for the game. Gelsberg by 16, 41-25. Three cracks at it for the Silver Streaks. As we talked about in the pregame, rebounding's been a challenge. Streaks took advantage of it there. Now a three on the outside by Janaea Bell. Somebody lost track of her. Knocked down the wide-open jumper. First basket of the second half for Janaea Bell, 7 for the game.
Brad, I wonder if it's almost as much as they didn't think she'd actually pull from that far out.
Here's Riley on the dribble drive and a reach-in foul as Riley lost her defender out high and then just trying to recover, reached in, poked it loose. And that'll be the second of the game on Juliana Moore. Ball went all the way out of the doors on the far end. Riley chased it down herself, and she'll come all the way back. Now she's got to shoot the free throw. It's a lot of work to get to a free throw. A lot going on here at United Township High School today. Big wrestling meet. What else did you say? There's a craft show.
Yeah. The parking lot was full when we got here, which
sure
is not
was.
Common.
A really unusual combination, isn't it? Wrestling meet, girls basketball game, and a craft show. 'Tis the season, though.
Well, it looked like it benefited the boosters, so I'm sure they figured they were going to be here anyway, so...
Riley knocks down the second of the two free throws, 42-28, 14-point lead for the Streaks. 8.5, 16 for the game for Riley Jenkins. And she gets a well-deserved breather, probably for the final 125 of this third quarter. Into the front court, Jasmine Bell. Into the left corner. Juliana Moore might have shuffled the feet before she got the ball on the floor. Here's Bell with it. Now to the outside, Madison Gordon on the far side, trying to dribble around Kaylee Miller. Kaylee stays with her to the low blocks. Good defense. Missed the shot. Recovers to come back. Forced her to alter the shot. Now weak side rebound. And Lauren Livingston fouls Jade Hunter. So now UT gets three shots at it on this end and two free throws.
That was on Lauren, her third.
Yep. Hunter to the free throw line after her fifth rebound, looking for her 10th point. And gets it on a very friendly roll, kissing off the backboard and dropping through. 42-29 Silver Streaks, minute 4 to go. Riley's breather on the floor was very short. She's back in. Second free throw on the way. Up and in. Much better looking shot by Jade Hunter. She's got 7.5, 11 for the game. 42-30, Silver Streaks lead is 12. Now poked away from Kaylee, chases it down before it goes into the backcourt. And now into the hands of Riley Jenkins. Down to the final 50 seconds of the third quarter. Lauren, up top Riley.
Nice
good
pass.
Feed down low to Audrey, recovers. Then she got blocked on the shot. And the loose ball picked up by Karina Castaneda. That was the first shot attempt by Audrey Peck in the second half. After getting 8 in the first half. Bad pass by Jasmine Bell. Picked off by Cadence Leidick. Streaks lead the break. Cadence to Lauren with the layup and a good transition. Good job finding Lauren Livingston by Cadence Leidick cutting in from the left side of the lane. Back to a 14-point lead with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Jasmine Bell on the left side. Now into the left corner on the reversal to Gordon. Missed it. Weak side rebound fought for. Controlled by Hunter. And then fouled by Audrey Peck on the rebound.
Well, the Streaks have got to keep Hunter off the board. She's doing a great job on the weak side. She almost automatically goes to that weak side to try to grab that rebound. We've seen it quite a few times in this one. And right there again, she gets the rebound and Streaks put her on the line with the foul.
Where she just made 2 a moment ago. She's 3 for 4 in the game. And that free throw... Caroms off the front of the rim, kisses off the backboard, and drops through. 44-31, Streaks lead by 13, 11 seconds to go, winding down the third quarter. Caden Flydick heads to the bench for the end of the quarter, replaced by Stevenson. So the Streaks have their 5 starters on the floor for this final possession coming up. Second free throw missed. Livingston hauls down the rebound. Jenkins into the front court. Runs past the defenders all the way to the left side. Too strong on the layup, but she got fouled. As Riley saw the opportunity, no sense holding for the final shot. When you got the opening, she just outran everybody and right back to the free throw line shooting 2. Hunter the foul. First of the game for her. 4 team fouls on United Township. Riley's first free throw is in and out.
Riley just 1 of 3 from the line. One of the better free throw shooters on this Streak ball club. She came into the game shooting 81% from the stripe.
She's got 8 points in the quarter. 16 for the game. 13-point Galesburg lead, 5 seconds to go, makes the second one. 45-31 Galesburg. UT to take it the length of the court for the final 5 seconds, thrown behind Hunter, has to chase it down, picked off by Leidick, and she can't get off the 3-point shot, which wasn't good anyway. So fittingly enough, they turn it over on the final possession and completely careless with the ball, Galesburg leads 45-31 after three. You're listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt. There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Oh, tied at 47.
Ready to start the fourth quarter here at United Township. Galesburg with the ball and a 45-31 lead over the Panthers. They go back door to Lauren, but better read by UT to poke it loose. 11th Galesburg turnover. Here comes Jasmine Dell into the front court. Left corner shot on the way. Won't go down. Weak side rebound put back by Janaea Bell. Won't go. Audrey gets the rebound. Now a reach in. And they're going to call a foul on Jade Hunter, rather on the tie-up, and that'll be the second foul on her. Audrey had control of that ball, and she brought the ball down. That allowed Hunter to reach in and tie her up, but a foul called instead. And the Streaks came up empty on their first possession.
Second foul on Hunter, fifth on the team here in the second half.
45-31 Streaks. Audrey with it on the right side. Up top, Lauren Livingston. The five starters for the Streaks remain on the floor to begin the fourth quarter, looking for their first conference victory and fifth of the season. Crossover dribble by Riley out high. Loses Hunter, kicks it over. Chelsea from the baseline. Stevenson can't knock the shot down, and Janaea Bell with the weak side rebound. Into the front court, Panthers. This is Davi Morgan with it, working her way to the right wing. He's going to square up for three off the back iron. Rebound, Kaylee Miller with it out on the run for the Silver Streaks. Pushes it into the front court. Ball deflected off the hands of Lauren Livingston. Turnover back to Morgan for the Panthers. Feeds it to Jasmine Bell down the left side. Gets it up and in with a layup. Continue to see up and down action by both teams. Silver Streaks trying to get out with it at the other end leads to a turnover transition opportunity for UT. And the lead is 12 for Galesburg with 6:35 to play in the game. Lauren fires it down low. Turn up and in by Chelsea. First basket since the first half for Chelsea Stevenson. She has five, and it's 47-33.
Well, a great strong pass, too. She didn't lollipop that one in there. She got it in there with some heat, and Chelsea, nice job catching and finishing.
Jasmine Bell with a crossover, gets past Stevenson, drives, misses the left-hand layup this time. Audrey Peck controls the rebound for the Silver Streaks.
It's her fourth.
And a chance to get it into the front court. Kaylee, open three off the wing. Ooh, just off the back iron. On the mark, couldn't knock it down. Castaneda with a rebound for UT. Here's Hunter with it, dribble down the right side of the lane. Cut off, though. She pulls it back out. Silver Streaks lead by 14, under 6 minutes to go in the game. Davi Morgan guarded by Livingston out high. Keeps it on the perimeter. Works her way to the right side. She's going to square up for three again. This one's off the backboard. And the rebound, Riley Jenkins. Riley into the front court. Finds an open Stevenson. Squares up 14-footer. Ooh, a little bit off. Weak side rebound. Livingston puts it back up and in.
Nice shot by Lauren. Taking a page out of Hunter's book there. Going weak side, grabbing that ball. 30-second.
Silver Streaks, 5:32 to play in the game. You saw some conference updates, I believe, didn't you?
Yes, Moline takes care of Allman, 46-21. Sterling and Quincy tied at 47 going to the fourth. And after three, Geneseo with a 41-26 lead on Rock Island.
Very good. Here, the Silver Streaks lead 49-33. A little over 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Again, for those Silver Streaks girls coming up this week. Next Thursday at home against Quincy. And Alleman on Saturday.
I feel like we're getting all these conference games right away anymore with this new schedule set up.
Yep, and then before the holiday tournament, girls will travel to Sterling. And they'll have the Streaks Invitational coming up on the Saturday before Christmas.
Has that been announced yet, the games?
If so, I haven't seen it. Okay. There's a UT turnover coming out of the Galesburg timeout.
Looking for it and hadn't seen it either.
Kaylee gets bumped getting the pass away. No foul called. Now up top it goes to Riley Jenkins. We did find the Galesburg boys' schedule against Taylorville just this week on Wednesday, I think it was. Now a high pass up top from Audrey overthrows Kaylee Miller down low.
Audrey, Kaylee is not as tall as you are. You got to bring it down a little bit.
13th turnover by Galesburg, third here in this fourth quarter. 5:09 to play. 16-point Galesburg lead, 49-33. Morgan will bring it across midcourt for the Panthers, working her way to the right side of the arc where she's put up 2 3-point shots already, missed them both. Now dribbles inside the arc, leaves it up top for Jasmine Bell. Jump stop in the lane, gets her own offensive rebound putback. She's worked hard for just two baskets here in this fourth quarter. 4 points in the quarter, 6 for the half, and 14 for the game. 14-point lead.
Pass.
Good feed down low. Riley couldn't finish off the shot on the low blocks. And the foul on the rebound, which came into the hands of Jade Hunter.
Yeah, great find by Lauren. She saw Riley going down, beating Hunter, got in front of her. And unfortunately, I think Riley might have been a little quick with the shot, worrying about Hunter stalking her from behind there.
Second foul of the game on Kaylee Miller. Now here's a deflected pass. Lauren couldn't control it. Goes back to Davi. Morgan drives in for the layup.
Yeah, that's a tough one because a great play by Lauren. Unfortunately, it results in a layup for Morgan.
It's the first basket of the game for Davi Morgan after missing her first 7 shots. And the lead is down to 12 as we approach the 4-minute mark. Lauren goes around Morgan, dribbles all the way in. She's too strong in the left-handed dribble drive. Jasmine Bell with a rebound for the Panthers. Crosses over, down the lane, scoops it up. The lead is 10 for the Streaks. 6-point run by the Panthers.
And again, another nice look there for Lauren. I think Coach Massey is going to get a timeout here as they cross half court.
Streaks have had some nice moves to the basket, have some terrific penetration. They have had some point-blank shots, but have just rushed it too much. And the Panthers have taken advantage. 49-39, timeout Galesburg. This is Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Christmas in Action, United Way of Knox County, and the St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry. To nominate your favorites, go to Galesburg.info, keyword Hundreds.
Get an extra advantage when you play WGIL's Pick a Present by signing up for our email clues at WGIL.com.
49-39 Silver Streaks girls leading at United Township. Brad Benowitz, Eric Gibson with you. Chris McIntyre, our broadcast engineer. Don't forget Fighting Illini basketball coming your way after our broadcast here. Illinois on the road out east at Maryland.
Oh, that's going to be
Big Ten.
It's going to be a tough one for the Illini. They did beat Maryland last year, but it was at Madison Square Garden.
Big Ten had some big wins in that ACC Big Ten Challenge. Yeah,
unfortunately,
this week.
Illinois was not one of them.
No, they sure weren't.
Decided to spot Miami 27 points.
Bad pass at midcourt, run out by Morgan, and then it's an 8-0 run. Not what Evan Massey wanted coming out of the Streaks timeout. And the lead is down to 8 at 49-41.
Well, and you're breathing life into UT here. They're going to continue to pressure passing lanes.
Here's Riley losing her defender up top. Curls around to the left side. Can't finish off the layup, but this time she's fouled.
Well, losing is an understatement. Hunter just quit on that play, Brad. Riley crossed her
Fair
up. And once she got around her, Hunter just stayed up top and didn't even bother going with her.
And Riley knocks down the first free throw. Time for that 80% free throw shooting to kick into gear here. 3.5 minutes to go and the lead 9.
I would love to see career breakdown how much better Riley is in fourth quarter free throws.
Knocks them both down. Back to a 10-point Galesburg lead. That ends the 10-0, or rather the 10-0 UT run. The lead back to 10. Here's a jumper, high post right side. Hunter a little bit strong. Rebound fought for. Livingston comes out with it. Big rebound by Lauren. I got her for 8 in this game.
Yep.
And the Streaks now trying to build the lead back up as we approach the three-minute mark. Riley crosses over, cut off this time, throws it behind Caden Slidick. Five fourth-quarter turnovers by the Streaks. The 3:07 to play.
That makes 9 in the second half, 15 for the game.
And UT has done a better job controlling the
ball.
And
we're going to get a foul on Hunter.
Yep. We got an illegal screen set. So that's a UT. So just as soon as I say they've done a better job of not turning the ball over, they do it for the 19th time and the third foul on Jade Hunter. And it gives the ball back to the Streaks. Again, up 10 with 3 minutes to play.
Well, if they're going to be watching that, she's been doing that all game. What Hunter does is she doesn't set a proper screen. She just kind of tries to lean into the offensive player or defensive player.
Kaylee Miller curls in from the left
side. Pass.
Cut off, kicks it back out behind her. Open three, Jenkins hits in the corner. 5 in the quarter for Riley Jenkins. The lead is back to 13 at 54-31.
41.
And another turnover. Jenkins pulls it out to the right side. What did I say?
31.
Oh, well, yeah, I wish. Nevertheless, a 13-point lead with under 2.5 and the 20th UT turnover. Now Riley goes around her defender again, leaves it off to Lauren, and Livingston banks it up and in. An assist by Jenkins, the basket by Livingston, 56-41 Streaks.
5 assists now for Riley.
They may have weathered the storm here as we approach the 2-minute mark in the game. Davi Morgan, high post right side. Jumper by Rajana Williams is an air ball, and underneath Riley Jenkins with a rebound.
I got her for 9.
I had her with 10.
Okay.
So very close to a double-double one way or the other with under 2 minutes to go in the game. And Riley the leading scorer here. 17-22 for the game. Caden Slidick on the left wing. Now picks up her dribble. Guarded by Jasmine Bell. Needs to get it away. Now she does get it away to Audrey, and Jenkins comes out to help out with a minute 35 to go.
Let's see if the Streaks go to their stall offense, which usually, yep, here we go.
Here's Caden's with an opening. Kicks it back out. Now Audrey Peck passes it away to Riley, and Jenkins will dribble it back up top into the hands of Livingston. Now Kaylee Miller comes out under the wing. Streaks just running clock here with a 15-point lead. And UT seems content to let him do it. At what point are they going to? There's
that,
a foul.
That should have been near an intentional foul. She came out and just shoved Riley.
That's Jade Hunter, fourth of the game.
And Coach Massey's going to, I think, have a little word with the official here about just that issue. I mean, it's one thing. We see those intentional fouls all the time, Brad, where they just go and wrap up. That one,
right.
She actually just shoved her.
So now UT calls a timeout. Panthers have only full timeouts remaining. So 56-41, let's take a quick break as well. Come back, Riley Jenkins will shoot free throws with the Streaks on top by 15. You're listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at TempletonRoofing.com.
The newly updated kitchen adds a modern flair to the two-story house on Willard Street that's for sale by owner. Stainless steel appliances, tile backsplash. Check out everything this house has to offer. Go to galesburg.info and click on keyword FISBO.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois takes on Maryland. Coverage begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
At United Township High School, 1:17 left in the game. Silver Streaks girls leading the United Township Panthers 56-41. Thanks for being with us for Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Brad Benowitz filling in for Tom Meredith. Alongside your rock and anchor, Eric Gibson, Chris McIntyre, our broadcast engineer, and again, Fighting Illini basketball in an hour after we're done here. Jenkins shooting the free throws coming out of the UT timeout. That one's off the back iron. Jasmine Bell couldn't control the rebound, and Riley does have a double-double now officially as she chases down her 10th rebound of the game.
Yeah, I'm going to get to go back to the stripe, too, and try to make some hay there as well.
That'll be the first foul of the game on Madison Gordon with a minute 13 to go. So 4 seconds ticked off the clock after that missed rebound and or missed a free throw and rebound exchange. Knocks down the first one there. 6 in the quarter. 15 for the half, 23 for the game for Riley Jenkins. And the lefty eyes the second one. Puts it up and in. Nothing but net. 18-point lead for the Streaks now and seems to be well in hand as we approach the one-minute mark. Streaks will be getting their first Western Big Six Conference victory of the season, and Kaylee Miller gets the 21st UT turnover, intercepting a pass. Jenkins, bounce pass, Lauren Livingston, trapped, reach-in foul called on Jasmine Bell, and Lauren will shoot two free throws. As UT has him in the double bonus now for the rest of the way.
The second foul on Bell. As you said, 10th team talent foul, so super bonus. Lauren, that one faded just a little bit too far to the right for Lauren and bounced off.
Coach Kerry Walker was talking about the injury. She didn't specify what the injury is as Lauren knocks down the second free throw, 18-point Galesburg lead, but she said Jasmine Bell has been struggling with an injury. And she's the leading scorer in the Panthers with 16 as UT turns it over again. 22 in the game now. I'll tell you, the way Jasmine Bell has played here today, you wouldn't know she had an injury. She goes 100% full speed all the time.
Well, and I like how aggressive she is taking to the rim, too, and follows her shot if she thinks it's going to be short.
And Lauren Livingston bumped out high by Davi Morgan. That'll be the second foul on Morgan, and Lauren will go back to the line shooting two here. 40 seconds to go, 18-point Galesburg lead. Lauren with 5 in the quarter, 8 for the half, and 13 for the game.
Hits that one.
And Streaks knocking down free throws here. A little easier when you got the big lead late in the game. Second one up, and that one's good as well. Lauren building her offensive numbers here as the Streaks push the lead to 20 for the final 35 seconds of the game. We'll talk to Coach Evan Massey in the post game. Give you our Deus Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. Davi Morgan knocks down an open three. She's got all 7 points here in this fourth quarter for the game. And now Riley fouled in the backcourt. Double team trap right in front of us in the corner. Third of the game on Jasmine Bell.
Kind of surprised they're still fouling at this point.
Yeah.
23 seconds left. The numbers aren't good to get back into this one down 17.
And with a minute 40, minute 30, minute 20 to go, they were just letting the Streaks run.
Right.
And it seemed no interest in fouling at that point. But with 25 seconds to go, now they're doing it. So Riley will take it. Knocks down the first free throw. She's 5 for 6 at the line in this quarter. 7 for 10 for the half. And now 8 for 11 as she knocks down another one. Back to a 19-point lead, 63-44. Final 20 seconds here at UT. Right side handoff, Morgan drives to the baseline, feeds it through the lane into the left corner. Jasmine Bell's three, twice off the rim, couldn't knock it down. Audrey Peck with the rebound, gets it out to Kaylee Miller. Trap coming, Jasmine Bell reaches in, ties her up, and a held ball. It's going to go back to UT. See, 6 seconds to go. She's not done playing.
Nope, still playing hard.
Kaylee thought they were just going to kind of let her hang on to the ball, maybe back away and let the game run out. Jasmine Bell had other thoughts. Now they throw it into the backcourt on the inbound. Bell will chase it down. Down to the final 3 seconds. Dribbles to the left side. Little contact on the shot. Comes up with an air ball, and that's how the game ends. Streaks win it. First conference victory of the season for Galesburg, 63-44 over United Township. Galesburg goes to 5-3 on the season. The Panthers drop to 1-8. Overall, an 0-3 in the conference. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local. Buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewers so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Harvest time is here, and more farmers are taking a look at the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado at YEM. With a new engine, new trim, and a whole new look, the new 2019 Silverado is lighter, has more cargo room, and a range of new features. They've even upgraded the corner step bumpers to accommodate steel-toed boots. From farm to freeway, see what makes the all-new Silverado as flexible as you need it to be at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streets Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, sunshine and a high near 44 today. Increasing clouds, a low 33 tonight. Tomorrow, clouds and 48. Tomorrow night, cloudy, chance for some rain, a low 42. Monday, there's a chance for rain. We'll see an early high of around 45, where temperatures fall back down to around 35 for the rest of the day. And then Tuesday, sunny and 25. 40 now at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Silver Streaks win here today. Galesburg girls victorious 63-44 over United Township. And we're glad to have Coach Evan Massey here on our postgame coaches interview, brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Coach, I'll do these all the time. This is what we can see from your team.
Wow, yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Well, my sister-in-law was a tennis player, and she's very, very superstitious. And she would say that, okay, Tom can't come back until we lose. You know, everything else was the same. The lineup was the same. Everything else. And, shot it. We shot everything but layups well today.
Yeah, that. But, you know, if that's the kind of thing, you can't be 100% satisfied. You still right. got to find something. But here's what the thing. Those layups had a lot of aggression. I mean, there were the openings there, and the girls recognized them and went after them.
Right. I thought compared to, you know, how we played against Rock Island zone, of here today, I thought we played with more confidence, and we were willing to make five or six passes and get a shot, as opposed to, you know, just panicking a little bit and stuff. But it was fun to watch.
How about the turnovers? And we've talked, and it's been in the media that the UT struggled with turnovers. That's something you had to look at and think we can take advantage of that here today, right?
Well, you would hope so, yeah. I don't know what did they have as far as turnovers.
22.
Yeah.
22, yeah. With it, I thought, you know, if what we wanted to try to do defensively, they've got great athletes, and I thought our post did pretty good on the boards. You know, not you know, great, but I think we limited the number of offensive rebounds they had to a little more manageable point with things. I thought a big difference for us was when Cadence came in. I thought she put really good pressure on the point guard and kind of disrupt things a little bit. You know, defensively, I thought it was a good day for us.
It's nice we can have that sort of specialist come in off the bench and just focus, just go in and just do that and count on him to do it.
Yeah, and she's working hard to become a better offensive player. And the one on where she got the steal, and she's got steals all the time, mm-hmm. and we had the breakaway, the two-on-one, and being, you know, the coach, I'm yelling, pull it out, as she – kind of a no-look pass, dumps it underneath for a layup on a two-on-one. So she's, I think, better offensively than I'm giving her credit for.
We talked in the pregame. You talked about, you know, maybe trying to run a few more things through Riley Jenkins today. I don't want to just look at the fact that we had her for 26 points and say, well, you did that. How, in terms of the big picture of the offense and in terms of what ways do you feel like you moved things forward for the team today?
Yeah, I think my analogy would be play some fantasy basketball stuff, and you always look and somebody ends up that's good, has a game that's out of character for them as far as points or shots. You always want to have them the next game because they've dwelled on it and time to do it. And it's not in a selfish sense at all. I think Riley simply understood she's got to get more shots for us to be successful. And we just did a couple little things of sending her through the lane and out to the corner. And early on, she was getting some shots and dumping it in there and stuff. But it makes a big difference of they want to key on her, and then you've got Kaylee and Chelsea of hitting shots there and taking big shots. So it was a all round. It was just a it was a good game for us.
Mm-hmm. And the last thing I want to touch on before we let you go, UT got the lead down to 10 there in the fourth quarter. You had called a timeout with a little under 6 minutes to go, and then they scored six in a row and they got it down to 10. From that point forward, we outscore them 14-5 and end up what looked like it could start to become a tight game down the stretch. Actually, I guess they got it down to 8 at 49-41. What did you see from your team in order to be able to kind of hold it together at that point and finish off the victory?
Well, you know, the concern was there, the way they got in was we missed layups and we missed free throws.
Yeah.
And so that's not something that you feel good going into the last 2 minutes if you're not making layups and free throws. And we were a little casual with the basketball, I thought, there. And that let them get back in. But I thought that down the stretch, I thought we had a lot of kids play with some confidence as far as they didn't shy away from the basketball. And it helps having, you know, multiple kids that can go out on the floor and handle the ball. And I think in Riley and in Kaylee and Lauren, we've got people that can are, you know, close to the same as far as point guard type thing. So that helped out.
Good win today, Coach. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's a real nice win, and then we get a couple home games next week. And so Tom will be doing the boys game on Tuesday, and then we'll see you again until we lose.
Fair enough. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for doing it.
Evan Massey, head coach of the Silver Streaks. Galesburg wins it here today at United Township 63-44. We'll take a timeout, come back, run through our final statistics, and so I have to tell you who our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is as well. Galesburg's 5-3. And now 1-2 in the Western Big Six. You're listening to Galesburg High School girls basketball postgame coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks girls basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Are you happy at your current job? If you're even slightly on the fence, head to galesburg.info, keyword jobs, and check out all of the local employers that are currently looking for someone just like you. Openings are updated all the time, so check back often. galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Make sure your picks are saved for this week's games in the Waterworks Car Wash Pro Football Pick'em at WGIL.com for your chance to win with Precision Family Eye Care and WGIL.
Silver Streaks victorious over United Township 63-44. Galesburg girls now 5-3 on the season. Sophomores lost a heartbreaker 45-44. Let's take a look at our post-game statistics. How do the numbers bear out, Eric?
Well, turnover battle. Streaks were able to take advantage. 22 turnovers for the Panthers, 16 for the Silver Streaks. Streaks also out-rebounded UT 34-32, according to my numbers. 15 offensive rebounds, though, for UT, 12 for the Streaks. Shooting-wise, UT did not shoot the ball well.
GHS girls basketball.
18 of 53. They were 2 of 11 from downtown. I hit them, I think, 6 of 8 from the 6 of 8 from the free throw line, so they shot it actually pretty well from the free throw line. Streaks, on the other hand, 22 of 51 from the field, 15 of 27 inside arc, 7 of 24 from outside the arc, and 12 of 17 from the free throw line. So a fairly nice shot from the stripe for the Streaks. Obviously, during the clutch part of the game, Riley shot it really well, and so did Lauren.
We talked about rebounding early on, and Coach Massey talked about it in the pregame as well. They out-rebound, not, you know, okay, UT's 1-8. Fine.
Right.
But, you know, you still got to out-rebound people.
Exactly.
And they got the job done here today, so I thought that was a win too.
Well, when we talked about it, Brad, early in the game, it looked like in that first quarter it was going to be a bad sign. Hunter was able to get some of those backside rebounds. We talked about how Bell was following her shot and getting her rebounds.
Yep.
And then the Streaks seemed to make a conservative effort from that point on, as we saw a much better job boxing people out, getting in there and getting those rebounds and pulling them out. So I think a much better job by the Streaks as the game progressed. Same thing can be said for the turnover issue. We talked about the fact that the Streaks come out there in the fourth quarter and they turn the ball over on three consecutive possessions to open up the fourth quarter. They only turned it over, I think, two or three more times after that the entire rest of the quarter. So, and that was with UT kind of playing to try to get back in the game and
right.
being a little bit more physical out top.
Actually, and you say that, I remember they did the same thing at the beginning of the third quarter, too. Streaks turned it over three straight possessions,
right.
but then only one after that the
exactly.
rest of the way.
So a nice job by the Streaks. And you know, you touched on it with Coach Massey. I think the response to adversity, he calls a timeout. They still get another bucket. They cut the Streak lead down to eight. It really showed the resilience of the girls to be able to then answer and go from there and say, you know, we're not going to hang our heads. We're going to keep going. And, you know, the whole adversity things, we've seen it pop up a couple times, and it's been ugly for the Streaks. Here it wasn't. They were able to bounce right back.
Individual scoring and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game when we come back for final thoughts from UT after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, isn't hiding behind some big desk in the back. He's front and center for you.
You're going to see me throughout the whole time. I'm going to come. I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to help you out. You help washing your car, I'll go do that too. I'm not some guy twisting his mustache behind the curtain. I'm just here to help you buy a car that you want to buy. I think I mean something in this day and age. And if I was going to buy a car, I would want to be able to look at the guy that is running the store and be reassured that when I need him, not just today, 3 months, 6 months, 3 years from now, that he's going to be there. And I will be.
Stop by, say hi to Tony, and buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Take charge of your wallet and your future with advice from Clark Howard. Weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Ready to wrap things up here from United Township. Let's look at the individual scoring for the Panthers. Jasmine Bell led the way with 16. They had two players in double figures. Jade Hunter finished with 12. Davi Morgan and Janaea Bell each had 7. Madison Gordon off the bench with 2. For the Silver Streaks, two players in double figures as well. Riley Jenkins led the way with 26. Lauren Livingston added 15. And Riley had a double-double, 26 points, 10 rebounds. What'd you finish with Lauren rebounding? I had her for 8.
I had her for 8.
Okay, so she was close to a double-double. Audrey Peck finished with 8. All of those coming in the first half. Chelsea Stevenson had 5. Arlita Brown off the bench with 4. Kaylee Miller had 3. Lily Hudgens had 2. And Caden Slidick had those big defensive minutes like Coach Evan Massey talked about in our post-game discussion. 63-44 the final. Silver Streak sophomores lost 45-44. And our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game almost seems too obvious, Eric, but we're going to go with the obvious, I guess.
Yeah, we're going to go with Riley Jenkins. And, you know, we talked off the air a little bit, Brad. You can almost make the argument a lot of games for Riley to be able to get it. But in this one particularly, we saw the Streaks start to kind of struggle. The lead got down to 8 at one point, and she just really showed up there in the fourth quarter. She was 7 of 8 from the free throw line. She had a steal. She had an assist, a real nice assist, actually down low to get a layup. Mm-hmm. And then she had another 3 in the quarter. So just a really nice game. She finishes with 26 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. A nice game again for Riley. And you know, oftentimes as she goes, this team goes. And here is another good example of that.
And knocked down big free throws in the fourth quarter to help solidify and secure that lead as well. Been a pleasure. Glad to be with you, Eric.
Well, we appreciate it. I appreciate you being able to fill in for Tom while he's on assignment. So, and it's nice to make this a little trek with you as well in our Murano from Galesburg Nissan.
Yep, we appreciate it. And, again, Tom will be back with the Galesburg girls. Will return home Thursday against Quincy. I'll be back with the boys broadcast on Tuesday when the Silver Streaks entertain Sterling. For Eric Gibson to my right, for Chris McIntyre at the downtown studios, I'm Brad Benowitz. Again, Streaks girls win it here today at United Township, while the sophomores lose by 1. And don't forget Fighting Illini basketball coming up in less than an hour at 3 o'clock. Good afternoon from East Moline.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School girls basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.